Mason. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Julie Mir Psychic Medium Show. So happy to have you along for the ride. Wherever you are and whatever time zone you're in, I'm glad to have you here for the next hour. It will go by quickly. It always does. We are coming to you live tonight from high atop a snow-covered mountainside in the interior of Alaska, the last frontier. For those of you who are new to our broadcast, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome from a very chilly location. The snow is falling and the season of winter is here. This is a busy time of year for me and for the Alaska Body Mind Spirit Foundation. We are a school of mediumship and a weekly meditation resource in Anchorage, Alaska. We teach the skills necessary to understand and communicate with the other side while training you to become a professional working psychic medium. The world needs more accurate and ethical readers. With two locations, we're able to educate and entertain those who are seriously seeking a deeper understanding of the other side and life on this side. It's all about personal accountability and life choices. You can get it now, or you can get it later. There is no right answer. There are only life's lessons. If you feel led to learn, give us a call. The number is 907-746-4448. If we can't teach you directly, we may be able to point you in a direction of another resource. On the home page of this screen, you will also find a listing and an email address to contact me directly. Please note the Yahoo account is no more, but you will be given the new and working Gmail address. You're welcome and encouraged to call in tonight on the toll-free from anywhere numbers, which are, grab a pen. If you're calling in the United States or Canada, you can call at 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. And if you're impatient and you want to pay for the call, you can do that at 530-776-5154. If you'd like to call in with feedback, questions, comments, or just to say hello, or for a short reading, we're here and we're waiting. What we have to offer you are short psychic mediumship readings live and on the air. You're encouraged to follow these up with a private reading with me via the telephone or in person. Energy goes where attention flows. We are a working foundation, and we need your support to keep this broadcast on the air. If you enjoy the show, referrals are always welcome. Tell your friends. Tell the world. Tell yourself to book your very own private off-air reading. You can also find me in Portland, Oregon's New Connection magazine and on the Internet at holisticseek.com. If you're in Alaska, you can find me in person on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays in my office at the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom in Anchorage. Stars brings you the best and the brightest of all things metaphysical. If you're new to Alaska or just here on vacation, please stop by and tell them you heard about the store on the radio. Susie and Marty have put together one of the most beautiful collections of crystals, ammonites, and fossils that I've ever seen. They are located on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor, right behind Golden Donuts. Please note on your calendar of future fun events that we will be having mediumship recitals this winter at STARS for the students of the mediumship school. These are like a small psychic fair, but the difference is this. The readers are committed to becoming the most accurate and ethical communicators they can be. Experience is always the best teacher. A brief history of what we will be doing tonight before we begin. A little bit about me. I am a professional psychic medium. I carry a PhD in religious studies, but I ascribe to no particular religion. As a psychic medium, I have committed to being a telephone to share intuitive and symbolic impressions being received for you, the sitter. I don't judge what I see, rather I attempt to interpret the symbolism. A reading is always about the sitter and not about the reader. If something is coming through for you and you don't understand it, please write it down on a piece of paper for later reference. Shaking your head from side to side and saying no only indicates that you're not open to the message. If you're not open to the possibility that all answers lie within, then a reading is not what you're needing. Here are the nuts and bolts of how mediumship actually works. Mediums do this work from the right hemisphere of our brains. When we engage in conversation, we shift to the left hemisphere of the brain. Our goal is to stay engaged only in the right hemisphere of our work area. Personalization drags us into the left, and then you're talking to me and not to them. As a professional reader, if I feel I'm being drugged to the left, I will stop or correct a reading. If things are progressing from the right, we will continue. This is just one of those areas of education that needs to be shared with the general public. Many readers will allow the sitter to lead them. I am not one of those readers, nor do I teach my students to fish for information nor to be led. A reading needs to come from outside of ourselves and not from our ego. Keeping that in mind, I would like to say a prayer for grounding and to claim our space, and then we will begin. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time. Thank you for this place. I ask that you surround each one of us in a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. I ask that our karmas be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road that we walk in this current lifetime. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed to the other side, you're welcome to come through. We do close the gate to beings of negativity, those who carry dross, walk through the left-hand door with ulterior motives. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, these readings here or hereafter. We call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround us individually, and please surround us collectively. With that, we can start our show. If you would like to call in, you can do so now. I'm ready to take your calls. In the meantime, I'd like to talk about collective consciousness and my feelings about shifts and changes and the experiences that we're all having. I believe we have a caller. Hello?
Hi.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good. Do I know you?
No. This is my first time listening to the show.
Your voice sounded really, really familiar to me.
Do you know have dark hair? From another place. I'm sorry?
I said, do you have dark hair?
I do, actually. I do. You're right.
Oh. Okay, just trying to draw a bead on you here.
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to draw a bead on you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm zeroing in.
Okay.
I'm smelling bubble gum and candy. Does this make sense to you?
No, but I love candy, though I try to stay away from it.
Oh, okay. So is it something you have a hard time staying away from?
I do. If I'm in a place where it's around, it's hard for me to resist.
Okay, because I'm smelling it like I'm in a candy store.
A little while ago.
Okay, we were just talking all over each other. Let me tell you again. I was actually smelling it like I was in a candy store.
So do you work
around candy, or is there candy in your house?
I have a lot of chocolate in my house.
Okay,
yes.
I'm smelling it, and it smells good to me, so I'd like to encourage you not to get rid of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, don't try to avoid it, because it's very positive.
Oh, all right.
All right?
Okay.
I feel like you're very intuitive, and I feel like you use smell.
You're absolutely right. I've never spoken to you before, but so far you haven't told me anything that's not correct.
Oh, well, thank you. What do I win, Bob? Are you calling about a man?
No, I'm not.
I feel like I want to talk about a man.
Maybe that's my son.
Okay. I wasn't going to let this go. All right. Is he 17, or does the number 17 apply to him?
No, he's much older, but he behaves like he's 17.
Okay. Is his birthday on the 17th of a month?
No.
Okay. I keep getting the number 17, and it's coming at me like calendar pages. Is he doing something in 17 days?
I don't really know. He stopped talking to me for a few months ago. He's just angry about whatever. I don't even know what he's angry at me about. So.
Okay. Well, it has to do with 17.
Huh. Okay.
Has it been 17 days since the two of you have spoken?
It's been like 4 months.
Okay. All right. Write down the number 17 because it's really important.
Okay.
Go back over your calendar, like your social calendar, and see if something happened around the 17th of a month.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm feeling kind of agitated. Is there a drug-alcohol problem with him?
There was.
Okay. Part of what's happening, Mom, is that's the core issue of why he started that is bubbling up again. Okay. When we have children, sometimes we have to be there, regardless of how we feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the lectures don't help, but the hugs do.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just feeling really agitated and really upset. And I feel like I'm picking up this energy from him.
Okay.
Okay. When you think about him, remember when he was, I always go back for my kids when they were 3 years old, when I absolutely loved them.
Right.
Yeah, if you can go there and just send out that positive vibration, that will help him.
Well, what I've been doing since yesterday, since someone told me about this, was saying, you know, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. You know, you've heard of that one.
Well, there's also I love you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh, well.
But you don't specify what you're sorry for.
Right. I have no idea what I should be sorry for, but I'm going to say I've been saying it anyway.
Sometimes when we say I love you, I'm sorry, it just means I'm sorry you're hurting.
Oh, okay.
Okay. When we try to get too technical and put a label on it, we really mess up the energy.
Okay.
Sometimes that's all people need to hear is I love you and I'm sorry, and they don't need to hear why.
Okay.
Okay, but send that out to him. Okay. I want to talk about baseball.
Baseball, father was a baseball person, but he passed away, 10-something years ago.
Okay, well, I want to talk about baseball.
I know nothing about baseball.
Well, guess who we've got putting input in here? Yeah.
Good Lord. That's the one I need to send love to.
Okay, I'm going to ask a stupid question. How do you feel about Dad?
Dad and I were divorced for 25 years before he died.
Okay.
So I had kind of let go of it.
That might be where the I love you, I'm sorry comes in. Really important. Okay. Again, we don't have to define it. You feel about Dad is however you feel about Dad.
Okay.
But when I go back into your son's energy, it's like I feel like baseball makes me sad. So I love you, I'm sorry could be applied to it didn't work out the way we thought it did, but it is the way it is, and I still love you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Your parents are not divorced, is that right?
My parents are on the other side, both of them. They were divorced, so.
No, so you have no frame of reference for how your son feels?
Well, no, he blames me for the divorce, which happened such a long time ago.
He's blaming you for his anger, you know, because he knows that you'll forgive him.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Being the mom kind of,
you know.
Being the mom kind of carries the guarantee that you'll forgive whatever the bad behavior is, so a lot of times anger is pointed at us.
Right.
And we just kind of have to say, I love you, I'm sorry, and I'm going to go outside for a minute.
Yeah, okay.
All right. He's not mad at you. He's mad at the dream not turning out the way he wanted it to be.
Okay.
Yeah, and he looks at himself, it's drugs and alcohol, isn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah, he looks at himself as a failure because of that when he's just trying to medicate the pain.
Right.
Okay. Your mother's on the other side, right? You had said that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm getting very, like a deep magenta Gerbera daisy from her. Is it her birthday right now or just passed?
No, her birthday, it was in March.
Okay. Was it your birthday that is either coming up or has just passed?
No, my son's birthday is coming up and my dad's birthday will come up too at the end of this month.
Okay, but dad's on the other side, right?
Yes.
Let's make a big deal out of the birthday that's coming up, which is your son's birthday.
Okay.
All righty. And here's what I want you to do. Let me ask you first, who's Diane?
Diane?
Uh-huh.
I only know one Diane, and I barely know her. She's in my yoga group.
Is she a party planner by any chance, or a cake baker?
She's some sort of an actress, I think.
Okay, she needs
to be
involved.
You know, we're in L.A., everybody here is an actress.
All the world is stage.
Right.
I'm getting from your mother that Diane needs to be involved in the birthday celebration.
Oh, that wouldn't be easy. She's not even in the country. I think she's in India at the moment.
Okay. Do you have a way to keep in touch with her?
I could, yeah. I could through somebody else.
Yeah.
What birthday celebration? My son isn't talking to me, so I can't go to his birthday.
You can still have a party.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. Send that vibration to him. It's very important. Okay. And this is from mom, which would be grandma, which is, I feel like she's the impetus behind this.
Oh, yeah. She loved my son a lot.
Well, she still does. And let's focus on, if she was still here and he was still talking to you and he was three, what kind of a birthday would we
have? Oh, she would have a big party. It would be great, yeah.
Okay, then make it be so.
Okay.
You can heal this energy, let's use this very clinical word, deficiency, between you and your son just by changing your vibration.
Okay.
Okay, who he's really mad at is himself. Know that in your heart, but know that you're the target. How crazy is that?
That's nuts, but you know what? It's probably true.
Yep. I keep hearing the name Vern or Vernon. Does that make sense to you?
It's Gernon.
Gernon,
with a T.
Okay.
That's my maiden name. That's my would be my mother's married name and my father's name, obviously.
Okay, that's just validation to let you know we are, too, talking to your mother.
Okay.
Okay. They have a silly little way of coming through sometimes.
Right.
So, okay. Do you work in a florist shop or near a florist shop?
I'm sorry?
Near a floral shop?
Near a flower shop?
Yeah.
Not too close. Maybe a couple of blocks away?
Okay. Is it somewhere that you ponder by or you stop?
Yes,
and
I go by it often, very often.
Okay. All right. That's where you connect with your mom's energy.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So if you want to commune with mom, go look at some flower arrangements.
Okay.
She's in there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't feel like she was a floral designer, but I feel like she loved flowers.
She did. We both do. We love, she loved roses, and I do too. So.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going in, and the one thing that hits me when I go in a florist shop, it smells kind of mossy and very humid. And that's what I'm picking up on, and it makes me feel very happy.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I want to talk about the month of April.
April. What's happening in April?
Is April connected with mom?
No, my mother was born in March.
Okay.
And she passed away in a July, so I don't see how April would be connected to her.
Write it down, because I really feel like I want to talk about April.
Okay.
I'm seeing a girl I know named April. I'm seeing a birthday in April. So I really want to talk about April. I don't know specifically why.
Okay.
Okay, but I know it's for mom.
Wow, okay.
I want to talk about trans, like transportation or transplants.
Okay.
Are you in the process of changing how you get from point A to point B? Like getting...
No, but I'm focused, completely, you know, torn between... I have to move from where I live because my buildings, the building I live in, will be demolished sometime soon,
mm-hmm.
I hope.
Okay.
And since I'm all by myself, I have friends who are in India who have businesses, and I was kind of tossing around the idea of maybe moving to India and opening a restaurant.
That would be transplant.
Yeah, because the business I was in folded recently, and I'm kind of in between right now, so I'm waiting for this holding.
These are called signs from God and synchronicity that it's time.
Yeah.
How many times does your building get demolished?
Not very often.
Okay.
First time, in fact. Very first time.
Okay. Take that as a sign and a synchronicity in a positive way.
Okay.
Okay, and move in the direction that you're being led. You're very, very psychic. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
I do psychic work, yes.
Well, you're Thank good you. At it.
Thank you for telling me. I meant to jump in before when you said that, but I got sidetracked.
That's
I do
okay.
psychic work. Yes, I do.
You're very good at it, and you use your nose.
And I do what?
You use
My
your nose.
Nose. Ah, yeah. I have yeah. a very, very sensitive nose.
Mm-hmm.
And very sensitive ears, so I can hear things that other people can't really hear, except this phone call.
I know, this is kind of, I'm hearing a lot of backfeed, too, so it's hard.
right. No, but I hear the freeway, which is over a mile away.
Okay.
And other people, I go, God, that traffic's loud. And they go, what traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can smell all kinds of things. I can be falling asleep, and I'll smell probably what's around the neighborhood. It's bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can also smell trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You can smell when somebody smells, and this is why I was picking up the candy and the sugar. When you smell that, when you meet somebody new, that's going to be a positive experience or relationship.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If it smells very unpleasant, it's not going to be positive.
No, and you know what? You're totally right. I was walking behind a man this evening when I took my dog out.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked by, and I walked behind him, and I got this horrific smell, and I went to the other side of the street.
Good idea.
Because I just knew there was something really bad around this man, and I didn't want to be following it, so I crossed the street with my dog. And even my dog just totally stopped in her tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah,
you're right.
Well, listen to that.
Okay.
It's right.
Okay.
I want to say the name Bobby. Does that make sense?
Bobby. Can't think offhand, but I'll write it down.
Yeah, B-O-B-B-Y, and it feels like male.
Oh, I do. I know Robert, and I have my attorney is called Bob.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, my attorney is called Rob Bob, actually, and I should be contacting him soon, I hope.
Okay. Did you ever call him Bobby?
No, he's an attorney. You know, I might think of him as a Bobby, but I wouldn't say that to his face.
When he was little, did you call him Bobby?
No, this is my attorney.
Your attorney. Okay, I thought you said your son.
Oh, no, I haven't. No, my son isn't Bobby. My son is Wayne.
Well, I keep wanting to talk about Bobby.
Okay.
So even though he's Bob or Robert, the opportunity for Bobby may come up, and generally what that tells me is a more relaxed relationship.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. You're just amazing. You're a really good reading. Thank you very much, and I'll make sure I have my friends listen in. So you're only on every other week, yes?
I'm on every other week because this is a really busy time for me.
Okay, because I sent you an email earlier. I wasn't sure which Wednesday you were on. That's why I sent you that email, and you replied very graciously. So thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for tuning in. And do spread the word.
I will. Thank you again. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Well, that was fun. It's always good to get a positive reading right off the bat. So, and it's always neat to read for another reader. That is a high compliment. So I do appreciate that very much. Okay, while I'm waiting for the next caller, I want to go ahead and give the numbers out again. In U.S. and Canada, you can call in at 888-228-4494. Anywhere else in the world, you can call in at 877-489-6350. Or if you want to pay for the call, you can call in at 530-776-5154. Okay, what I want to talk about tonight is the collective consciousness, shifts and changes in our personal experiences. As many people know, on the 14th of this month, we had a happening in the etheric realm. And I've got another caller, so I'll go ahead and take that. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Julie. This is Noella from Ottawa.
Hi.
And I was just calling to ask you a question.
Okay.
In the last few years, I've lost about 4 family members, and I just wondered if any of them could come through tonight. I don't know how it works.
Are there 2 women?
Actually, there was 1 woman who was a cousin, and I've
okay.
lost
I have
2 3.
Women stepping forward.
Okay.
They're holding hands. Okay.
Hmm.
I feel like they met after they crossed, but I feel like they met because of you. Okay.
Julie, I didn't hear that last one.
I feel like they met.
They're not
okay,
crossed
they,
yet?
They are dead.
Okay.
They didn't know each other. They've walked through the door. They didn't know each other here, but they met on the other side because of you. They're holding hands.
Oh, that's different. Are they family, do you know if they're?
Did somebody that you worked with, who's a female, did she cross?
Oh, that's got to be Leslie.
Okay.
Because we were pretty close, and she was really into life on the other side. So
well,
that's
she's
the one I
right know. Here.
Okay. Hi, Leslie.
Okay.
Good to hear. Does she have
she's
a message for her parents?
Let me just tell you what I'm getting without a bunch of questions, okay?
Sure.
That's a lot easier. I'm getting, she's wearing the color red, and it's very vibrant, and I want to tell you that she's cut her hair.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Okay. She's cut her hair, and it's like real breezy, and it's real, it's almost like if you moved from, well, up here where we're at, where it's cold.
Yes.
If we move to somewhere that's hot, like, say, Arizona or Texas, the first thing we do is cut our hair.
Okay.
All right.
So she's in a warm climate.
She's in a very warm space, okay? She is a very warm person. She's showing me red and white stripes. Did she cross up Kansas?
Yes.
Okay. She don't have it anymore.
Okay. Because they
I don't
know.
Got it anymore. All right.
They told me it was her heart. But
okay. She's making me feel like I had cancer, but I don't have it anymore.
All right. That's wonderful.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there may have been more going on. Now, she's got a female relative of yours by the hand, and she's kind of dragging her.
She's kind of dragging
a female relative of yours.
Yeah. I'm wondering, is she young? Or because my cousin was in her 40s.
I was going to say 30s.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's got to be Sandy. Yeah, she looked young.
She's happy,
very happy
to be there with her, but your friend is kind of like dragging her, like, come on, keep up.
Yes, okay. I can see that. Yeah, she was like that. That's good. That they're happy and well. That makes me feel good. I can pass the message on.
I'm getting a car wreck. Did she cross in a car wreck?
Sandy? No, she didn't actually. It was cancer with that one.
Who just had the car wreck?
Nobody I can think of that had passed in a car wreck.
Somebody just had a car wreck.
Hmm. And it was female?
She wants to acknowledge the car wreck. So I don't know if somebody... I don't know.
She might have had a car accident but didn't pass from it. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, she just
I'll
wants
have to find out about that.
Yeah, she's just acknowledging the car wreck.
Okay, I'll write that down.
She wants to let you know she knows about the car wreck.
Okay, she wants to know.
All righty.
Okay.
All right.
I'll find out about that. Yes.
Does the name Steve make sense?
Steve?
Uh-huh.
Do you know that I had a friend, Steve, who passed when he was 18?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. He's saying hello.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, he was murdered.
Okay.
And so I thought maybe he'd be back here because his life was shortened.
Well, he's very chipper. No, he's definitely on the other side, but he's very chipper,
okay.
And he's very bouncy, and he's very happy.
Oh, that's good. That
yeah.
one was a hard one because it was
yeah.
so young, you know?
Yeah.
But
well,
I'm,
you know,
I'm glad.
When you think about it this way, when we cross when we're young, there's so much we don't have to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of get a bouncy, happy, chipper energy from him.
Oh, yeah, he was full of life and always smiling.
Did
that
he like words? Did he like words?
What's that?
Did he like words? Words? W-O-R-D-S?
Oh, does he like words?
Did he like
I'm
words?
I'm so deaf in this ear. Poor
no,
Julie.
This is really hard to hear. Did he like words? He's showing me a dictionary.
He may have, you know, I don't know.
Well, think about it.
I just knew when I knew him, he liked to party.
Okay. Did he use different words? Yeah. would he find a word of the day and use the word to death?
Oh, okay. Probably, you know, like I'm 55 now, and this
uh-huh.
happened when we were teenagers, so.
Yeah.
He probably did.
Yeah,
my memory.
Okay. Do you have a black cocker spaniel?
Actually, I do have a dog, but it's a mixed terrier.
Okay. Did you have a black cocker spaniel?
No, never. But I did have a black and white. It was sort of like a corgi.
Okay.
No cocker spaniel. But I do know someone who had a cocker spaniel that was not black, though. Golden, you
okay.
know.
Okay. Steve is showing me a black cocker spaniel.
Mm.
And he's wanting to let you know that he's got the dog with him.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe that was his dog. All right, Steve. I'm glad you have a dog with you. Yeah, they're great company.
A boy needs a dog.
I think it's funny the things that come through. Eh?
Do you
so
drink
cute.
Beer?
Yeah. Oh, that's great that he made the connection because that's something
yeah.
that was always on my mind.
Let me ask you, do you drink beer?
Me?
Yeah.
I used to.
Do you drink it still, sometimes sneaky?
No, actually, because I'm on medication now. If I drink anything, it's probably vodka.
Okay. Why? Did you used
beer
to drink beer
was
with Steve?
Beer. You're probably teasing me because I never really liked beer. I couldn't acquire the taste. For beer.
Okay, yeah, because what he's showing me, do you know what Budweiser beer is?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'm not a real beer aficionado myself, but if I wanted a real cheap beer,
yeah, it's
that's
a light
what
beer.
I'd get.
It's like, that
yeah,
would be
you,
about
oh,
it. Something I couldn't
okay.
really taste.
Okay.
Put it this way, I like beer so much I used to put lemonade in it to make it
well,
like
whatever,
a shandy.
You know.
To hide the taste.
Yeah.
You
I
know what
talk
I mean.
About, I want to talk about fishing worms. Does that make sense?
About what?
Fishing worms.
Fishing worms. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny because I'm packing up, ready to sell a house, and
mm-hmm.
I found these little squiggly sort of white wormy things that look like worms, but they're for fishing, like tackle,
oh.
you know.
Okay,
and
well, Steve's helping you pack.
Yesterday, I was just touching them yesterday in my hand.
How fabulous.
That's funny.
Steve is helping you pack.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I was thinking, should I throw this in the box for my cousin? Or, you know, I was trying to think, who fishes?
I don't know.
Well,
I can't help you. Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. I got someone. I'm going to give it to my nephew.
Okay.
But
we'll
fishing
one.
Season's almost over.
Keep one.
But that's
to
funny.
Remind you
he was
that
with me.
Keep
oh, that's
one.
Nice. Oh, I sure could use all the help I can get from anywhere I can get it. So thank
okay.
you, Steve.
All righty.
I really appreciate it, Julie.
You're welcome.
You're wonderful. Thank you for the messages. I'm going to definitely, I don't know what, like, the two that I was hoping would come through, but, you know, I know how it works. Because my aunt's been depressed, and she lost her husband and her daughter within the last 2 years, so.
Well, and I'm not in charge of. I'm not in charge of who comes through, so.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly.
Yeah.
I know how it
just
works.
Know that Steve was front and center because I feel like the energy. Are you kind of tired of all the sadness?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There's your validation to turn to happy stuff.
I'm trying so hard, but
okay,
I think she
go
knows
fishing
me.
With Steve.
Well, I will take that advice, and then definitely happiness is better than sadness any day.
Well, we don't, when we're very sad and morose when somebody passes, we're not helping them.
No, we're just holding them back.
We're holding them back, yeah, exactly. So we don't
well,
want to do that with people that we love. It's hard because they're gone and they've left us here of all places, you know. But, yeah, if we can get a happy vibe going, then that's a real good thing.
Oh, well, I'm happy for them that they made it okay, you know. I think in her case, because we kind of had a falling out with the friendship. Well, she met someone new, and then, you know, how it happens, sort of just peters out there. And
no hard
so maybe
feeling.
That's why I was a little sad, because I really didn't get to see her before, you know.
Well,
so
apparently she makes friends wherever she goes, and if they won't keep up with her, she grabs their hand and drags them along.
Yeah. Well,
it's
she
okay.
was a character. She was
yeah.
one of a kind.
All righty. Well, thanks
yeah.
so much for calling
well,
in.
Yes, thank you so much, and keep up
you.
The good work. I love your show.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good night.
Okay, good night.
That was fun, too. I love doing this work, if you can't tell. So, anyway... And in putting it in perspective of collective consciousness, what I was talking to that lady about, and this is really important, and it's really hard because we're human beings, and when somebody we love makes their transition, we miss them, and we're upset and we're angry. If we can get in a place of remembering the happies and sending them good energy, it's a whole lot easier for them to come through. So anyway, I think I heard another beep. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Oh, up and down.
Okay, I want to talk about the state of Wyoming. Does that make sense?
Wyoming?
Uh-huh.
No.
Wyoming and horses?
Okay. I don't have any connection in Wyoming with horses.
Okay, write it down. I've got an energy coming through from the other side that's given me this really strong.
Okay.
And I want to talk about, there was a, you know, Wyoming, she was like, I don't know what this one is talking about. A horse called the Strawberry Roan. Is your grandfather crossed your dad's dad?
Yes.
Okay, this is who I'm connecting to. Okay. If he's not literally a cowboy, he's reminding me of my grandfather. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like this person spent a lot of time with you when you were little. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
My father's father?
Mm-hmm.
No, he did not.
Was he already crossed?
Yes.
Okay. He spent a lot of time with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like I want to tell you, I don't know if you're alone right now or scared right now.
Neither.
Neither?
Neither.
Okay. I feel like I want to tell you not to worry because he's with you like he always has been. When you were little, did you spend a lot of time alone and afraid?
No.
Okay.
Not especially.
Okay, because he's making me feel like I'm alone and afraid, and I'm not.
Okay.
Okay. And I keep hearing the word special.
Special?
Did you do something special today?
Well, I made a move which is going to help me normalize my life.
Okay. Okay. Let's back up a little bit. Was this move made entirely by you, and was it a scary move?
It was done through the assistance of a friend.
Okay. Was it a life-changing thing?
It brought me some peace of mind.
Okay. This is what he was talking about with alone and afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Is it starting to make sense now?
Okay. Yeah.
Is it gelling?
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning and go, oh, God, now I know what she was. Now I get it.
Okay.
Please know that he is what would be called a guide. Okay, your grandfather's guiding you right now. He's helping you. Okay, he's coming in around you with support and love, and if you ask, with guidance.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I feel like I want to talk about Disney World in Florida.
Florida. I've never been there.
Okay. Is it somewhere that you've ever wanted to go?
Not particularly.
Let me put it differently. Is it somewhere that you might want to work?
No.
Okay. Do you work in the entertainment industry?
No.
Okay. I keep seeing Minnie Mouse. Okay. I have not been to Disney World, but I've been to Disneyland.
Okay.
Minnie Mouse welcomes you in her little red and white polka dot dress with her little wooden shoes. And I keep seeing this, and I feel like it has to do with career or job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I feel like I'm welcoming you, and I also feel like I'm being very welcomed. So I don't know if you're thinking about a career change or doing something differently, but I feel like the entertainment industry would be a good fit. I hate to use this cliche, but you're a people person.
Yes, I am.
Well, all right. You need to be around people.
Yes.
More people.
Okay.
You're coming into the number 56. Does that apply to you?
Yes, I am 56 years old.
How weird is this? Okay.
Yeah.
You dropped the phone. You're scaring me. Okay. Your life is just beginning.
Wow.
You have been spinning your wheels for a long time. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
They're about to hit the pavement, and you're about to take off.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Please don't misjudge your life and look at it and say, oh, you know, I didn't do this or I didn't do that or I should have done this differently. It's like, please get out of my way. I'm about to take off here. Okay.
So anything's possible.
Everything's possible. Get out of your own way.
Okay.
Do this. I'm feeling like I want to hand you a magic wand, and this is going to be totally etheric or in your imagination, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you want something, this is a silver wand, so this is coming from a female energy. Is your mother cross?
Yes.
All right, this is mama.
Okay.
When you want something, you close your eyes and you see this wand, okay? And it's got a butterfly on the top of it, so that to me is symbolic of change.
Uh-huh.
You take your silver wand from your mom and you bing, whatever it is you want, and then you've just opened the door to the possibility. And all you have to do is figure out how to get where you want to be. Not even try to figure it out. It's like just start. Just head in that direction. Okay. There's no barriers for you. You're starting to see that.
Okay.
Do you have a red flower in your hair?
Right now?
Uh-huh.
No.
Did you earlier?
Not today. I'm wearing a red sweater.
Okay. Do you ever put a red flower behind your ear?
I have, yes.
Okay. Use the flower like your magic wand. When you want to feel your own personal power, put a flower behind your ear. Okay. That's okay. Your sign from Mom that we are talking to Mom.
I like it.
Oh, I know. Isn't it great?
Yeah. Mom.
Are you getting ready to cry?
No.
Okay, I am.
No.
She's coming through really strong. I love connecting with mothers because I love that energy.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's over there, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been wanting.
Mm-hmm.
I have been wanting
to talk to her,
yes.
Well, there she is.
Yeah.
She likes the red flower behind your ear the best. Okay. Are you a dark complexion person?
Not particularly, no.
Olive?
In the summer.
Okay. Everybody's darker than me because I'm an Alaskan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at my hand, and it's almost an olive complexion, and I know that's not real. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Alrighty. Do you like that part of you, or was Mom was she an olive-complected person?
No. No, she was
okay.
Light.
Okay. Was she as white as me? I'm kidding.
Probably.
Okay. We're really nice people. Do you do what you can to get that olive complexion back, okay?
So go out
sometimes
in the sun.
Go out in the sun, yes.
Okay.
Spend as much time in the sun as you can and get that complexion back, because I feel like that's when you're really healthy.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you have something going on with your female parts? Like your ovaries?
No, everything's working fine.
Everything work? Okay, you haven't any pains, any stabbing pains, anything like that?
No.
Did Mom?
No.
Okay. I'm feeling like there's an issue there. Okay, if it's not literally something going on, is your creativity blocked right now?
Yes.
Okay. It's getting ready to pass, but it's going to pass like a kidney stone, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. You have a son, is that right?
No, I don't.
Did you lose a baby?
No.
Okay, I keep wanting to talk about your son.
Well, I did have a miscarriage a long, long time ago.
That would be a baby. Okay.
I was barely pregnant.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, let's get into the when does conception begin argument. No. She's got your son with her. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Pregnant is pregnant. We're not a little bit pregnant.
Okay.
We're either pregnant or we're not.
Okay.
All righty. And
I guess I blocked it out of my mind.
Well, that way it doesn't hurt. Okay.
Yeah.
Now you can know that she's got your son there with her. Okay?
Wow.
Your life has been really busy, but when we block out things, We miss a lot of it. So you're going to probably start having a lot of memories coming back in and a lot of really cool dreams and stuff like that. Just go with it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking about writing children's books?
Writing anything, yes.
Okay, children's books.
Not in particular, but yes, I am a writer wannabe.
Okay, if I was going to push you in a direction like I'm going to do,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, please write children's books.
Mm-hmm.
People like Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel,
mm-hmm.
he was a genius, but he understood he couldn't talk to the parents. They were too far gone.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote books for the kids. Knowing that the parents had to read the books to them, so maybe some of this would rub off, and knowing that if the parents read the books to the children, they could help steer the behavior of the parents in a different direction.
Uh-huh.
It was a huge plan. I love Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm. Kind of subversive in his own little way, he got his message across.
Maniacal laughter here. Yeah, What a great guy. What a neat energy. To just understand, it's like, this is the way it is, so I'm going to roll with it. And do you know, in the beginning, nobody wanted to publish his books?
Is that right?
They thought they were nonsense and drivel.
Hmm.
Yeah. Does the name Vanessa make sense to you?
Vanessa.
Uh-huh. No? Okay, like a Vanessa or a Francesca or an N-E-S-S-C-A name?
I knew a Francesca once.
Okay. The name keeps coming up. So write it down. Was she somebody that you looked up to or admired?
Not really. She was the daughter of a friend.
Okay. Go back and revisit your impressions of this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I feel like those things are going to start to blossom in you.
My impressions of her.
Yeah. When we meet people, we automatically, and this is just something we do as human beings, we just start making judgments, one after another, you know, like in nanoseconds. And go back to that point and go into your impressions of her. Was she pretty? Was she smart? Was she agile? What did she do that you liked? Okay?
Okay.
It's important because you're getting to know you. And I feel like you're really going to like you when you really see all that you have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of been hiding yourself from yourself?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Can you stand in front of the mirror and look yourself in the eye and say, I love you?
Yes.
Okay. Do that a lot.
Okay.
Okay. Are you an actress?
I have.
Okay.
I've done some theater.
Okay. Well, pursue that with reckless abandon.
Okay.
Okay. Just know that from, like, right now forward, it's all supposed to be fun.
I like that.
Okay. One more thing. I see Hawaii. Here's what I'm seeing. I'm looking at like a map,
uh-huh.
And there's a little airplane going, and there's the little red dots. Now, the map that I'm seeing, it's weird. I'm seeing Washington, and I feel like I'm going inland, like to Kansas. But I feel like you're going to Hawaii. So I'm going to say that you're going to Hawaii in a direction that doesn't make sense. Okay? Usually we don't get a connecting flight in Kansas.
No.
And I feel like you are not on the West Coast.
Okay.
Okay. Is that right? You're not in Washington State?
I am not.
Okay. So this whole thing is kind of screwy. So however the Hawaii thing comes up is going to be like a series of, how did they say it in the Lemony Snicket? A series of unfortunate events.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like totally madcap. How did this happen? I guess it's fun. Let's go.
Well, I have been thinking about Hawaii a lot, and we were talking about it today.
You're going. But you're not going in a way that would make sense.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know, though. If you use frequent flyer miles, sometimes you do have to get on the plane and go totally to the other coast to get somewhere else.
You do?
Yeah. And it's going to get worse. So, anyway, and the name Janelle, does that name make sense to you?
Janelle, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have blonde hair?
No.
Who has very white, almost white blonde hair?
Well, my hair is white.
Okay.
I'm gray. I'm white gray.
Okay. You're Arctic blonde.
That's it. I like it.
It's Arctic lovely. Alrighty. I want to thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you very much, Julie.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I didn't really get to talk about collective consciousness like I wanted to. So the one thing that I was going to do is talk about John Lennon's song Imagine. So I got to get off of here because my hour's up, but I want everybody listening to Google the words Imagine, and I'd like you to print them out, and I'd like you to read them and take them to heart. And with that, have a wonderful evening, and I will see you again in 2 weeks. Thank you. Good night.